Hey everyone, and you're watching Problems with Teenager Podcast, episode 8 to be exact, the last episode of this season. Thank you so much for supporting me through this horrific pandemic. I can't wait for you to listen to this episode featuring Portia Mitchell and Luber Kirkland with deep thoughts, deep quotes, and deep understandings with deep questions. Stay tuned for more episodes of Problems with Teenager. Hello, Ms. Mitchell. How are you today?
Hey there. I'm doing fine.
Okay. Just waiting on Mr. Kirkland. And then
okay.
We should start the meeting. All right. So, Ms. Queen, how's your day going so far?
Day's going good so far.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, even though I have to, write scripts and do meetings and record episodes, I think it's good so far.
Good.
Have any business meetings today? Or new music coming out?
Still working on some music.
Okay, cool. I wonder where's Mr. Kirk? What's taking him so long? All right, let's see. Please don't tell me out there. Jesus. I can't believe this is the last episode of Problems of a Teenager. I just can't. Problems with a teenager, you've been through a lot. I mean, I contacted Anchor, so I should be doing a little session with Anchor, a little recording session, so you can welcome the new guests. They sent me a welcome package.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's great. At least they recognize me so far. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what Mr. Kirkland has going on today. Let's see. All right, just waiting on him to join this meeting. Sorry, everyone. I know this is kind of hard, But I'll let y'all know when to skip at the beginning.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Kirkland. Finally,
y'all. Hey. Okay.
All right, so let's get started. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the 8th episode of Problems of a Teenager. I'm Keon Williams, teen activist, entrepreneur, and your host. It's 2020, which means new year, new episode of Problems of a Teenager. Usually, I only have one guest speaking with me today, but this time, it's going to be, little things differently. Since, sadly, this is the last episode of Problems of a Teenager this season. Also, I just wanted to thank our podcast for supporting me through this horrific pandemic. It really means a lot to me. I can't believe we've been listening to in 6 different countries around the world. So amazing how so many people have supported my podcast so much. Now, with that being said, let's introduce the cast of Problems of a Teenager. You have Beck Kennedy, Bianca Owen, Stardacia Hudson, Portia Mitchell, and last but not least, Leroy Kirkland. Also, I just wanted to thank the cast of Problems of a Teenager without you. None of this would be possible. But enough with the sobs. Now, let's get into the questions. So, first question is, everyone, did you learn anything from my podcast? And if so, what did you learn?
It's Portia Mitchell here. I definitely learned a whole lot about some of the things that, specific things that teenagers do go through, self-esteem issues, depression, sometimes thoughts of suicide, those things. It didn't shock me, but it just made me more aware of the fact that many of our teenagers are dealing with certain things probably sooner than what most of us in my generation dealt with. So it just made me more aware of it. Just made me more concerned and drawn to pray and try to also find out what else I could do to support them.
All right, Mr. Kirkland.
Yes, hi. My name is Leroy Kirkland. So glad to be on the podcast. As a pastor and someone who has raised 3 teenagers, it is quite a challenge. And I wish that someone like Keon was available for them when they were growing up, because there's just some things as a parent. When I was a teenager, it's different than those guys being teenagers, because the type of world we now live in with, when I was growing up, you had less information, but more supervision. And today they have more information and less supervision. And it's good for them to get information so they can have an outlet for someone to understand what they're actually going through. So I really love the show for all the things that Keon is doing right now.
Did you ever face any of the topics that we talk about in the show as a teenager?
I can say that I did face low self-esteem, you know, not major depression or anything like that, but the main thing for me was just the low self-esteem and learning how to, be comfortable with myself, learning how to be myself. That took a while for me to learn. So that's one of the major ones that I faced.
Mr. Kirkland?
Yes, one of the things that I faced is trying to get approval. You know, trying to blend in with everyone, get everyone's approval, and you kind of just lose yourself because you're trying to be what everybody else is trying to be. So it helped by listening to the podcast and some of the great topics that you have.
Okay.
To deal with, depression, from time to time. And some of that is military. I also was in the military for almost 25 years. So I was able to see a lot of things. But one of my biggest thing that I wish I had help with was to just be more of myself. All right,
so next question. What's the main thing teenagers need to learn when surviving in the real world?
Well, hold on to the lessons that they're learning on from podcasts like this. And then also just to know that there are people who still care, who they can reach out to. I don't think that people should think that they can do this life by themselves. We're meant to support each other. So my hope would be that they would always know that they can reach out to people, especially adults, who care about them, who they can counsel with. To always be themselves, to not try to go along with the crowd. I think if they do those things, they'll definitely have success.
All right. Mr. Kirkland.
Yes. That was wonderful. Wonderful. My thing is the survival tool. And I just want to just kind of reiterate what Ms. Mitchell was saying, not only by them being themselves, but to be able to trust people in relationships. You have to give in relationships. Sometimes you have to give. You cannot always be the taker in the relationship. And when you learn how to balance out relationship, you'll find yourself going a lot further in life.
If you are married, you are doing counseling sessions with other members of your church. Yeah, and I can't wait to hear Mr. Kirkland's new podcast on marriage counseling. I don't know what it's going to be called, but I'll let everyone know some information soon.
Awesome.
Okay, also, everyone, I just want to let you know, stay tuned for the end of this podcast where Hidden Word, whoever finds the word, and then email me first at problemsofateenagerpodcast@gmail.com. We'll win a special meet and greet with the cast of Problems of a Teenager. So stay tuned. I can't wait. I know you can, right, Miss Mitchell?
That's right.
Okay. Now, let's take a quick break. Okay. All right, next question. Do you have any advice for teenagers that, getting bullied or abused?
Yeah, definitely. Again, the main thing is to not hold everything inside, to talk to someone, to tell somebody, whether that be a fellow peer or an adult, teacher, parent, grandparent, counselor, talk to somebody, don't hold that stuff inside. Because it's not healthy. And again, just going back to what I said before, just know that there are people out there who care about you, who are willing to help you to work through those things and get some help for, bullying and all the things that we see in schools and online.
Thank you, Mr. Kirkland.
Yes. You have right. to
okay.
know who you are. And when you know who you are, you can draw the line in the sand. And when people cross that line that abuse you or offend you, you got to start having courage to speak up first to the abuser. Then if the abuser doesn't stop, then you have to speak to someone who has authority over that person to help you with that situation. But don't right. ever be afraid to speak out. And that's the thing that I want us to truly understand. Do not be afraid to speak out, because if it doesn't feel right to you, then it's making you uncomfortable.
Okay, I understand. You need to say something. I really get what you're coming from when you say I'm Mr. Grizzly. Okay, so I'm so sorry, everyone. Like, it's just a very, very hard time trying to, you know, piece everything together, what you're saying. So what are some ways do you think teenagers can get PTSD?
Wow. Well, I think I guess it would be that would be based on whatever situation that they've gone through or going through. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that could be, it could be anything, abuse, you know, verbal abuse, sexual abuse. There's a lot going on out, child, sex trafficking. It's a lot going on out there.
Right.
And so I'm sure they could have some issues as it relates to, you know, getting through those situations and having those triggers come back up, you know? So, even with all, and again, not every teenager deals with that, but it is good for teenagers to be aware, because obviously there are some things and issues in our society.
Yes.
People, adults in our society who don't always do what adults should be doing. So they need to be aware of it. So that if they see signs, you know, they again can tell somebody. If also they've been through that, and they have a trigger, they still need to be able to go to somebody. So I believe it's just more so of becoming more aware of things that are out there, not to scare them, but to be more aware of things. Like I said, this generation, I feel, is dealing with a lot more than past generations. It's not necessarily totally different, but it's mm-hmm. like it's earlier, it's amped up. It's just like mm-hmm. it's everywhere. So we as adults can definitely be the ones to help, you know, encourage and also bring that awareness. But I really believe in this generation. I really believe that they're going to rise up and they're going to be able to overcome these things. They just have to know that, you know, they have some people that they can trust.
All right. Mr. Kirkland.
Yes, I think, you know, always try to find a safe place. In this hyper fast world that we're living in, where they're trying to get things to happen at a blink of an eye, we have so much digital information available to us, and you just have to learn how to find safe places on your, when you're on the web, safe places mm-hmm. on social media platforms. Safe.
Okay.
You just need to make sure that you have a safe place that you can go to, so you can kind of escape and get within your own thoughts. Mm-hmm. I'm like one of those people that believe in meditation, and I think it helps to give directions, guidance, because a lot of times your inner voice can tell you some good things, you know, depending on the information okay. that you put in.
So why do you think kids bully, Miss Portia?
There's different reasons, but from what I've experienced personally and what I've seen as a teacher, you know, a lot of kids sometimes can be jealous. And I know because some adults still do the same thing. It's crazy. Right. But sometimes they're jealous. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're seeking attention. things are going on at home. And so they'll bring that stuff, you know, bring what they're seeing at home from adults to the school and try to act those things out. So it could be a number of reasons. It's all rooted in low self-esteem, you know, lack of attention. It's never rooted in anything positive. You know, I know society has made bullying, you know, not necessarily a bad thing. Oh, it's okay. You know, we've seen politicians, we've seen actors, we've seen celebrities, you know, do this quote unquote slight bullying, but it's never okay. It's always rooted in, you know, somebody who is really a small person and they actually need help as well. They never reached out to anybody for counseling earlier in their lives. So they're acting these things out. And so kids see that and they're like, oh, it's okay to do it because this person did it. No, it's actually not. So I think that's what I've seen.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kirkland.
Yes. Bullying can stem sometimes from your home environment. So if you have someone at home that bullies you, you'll bring that into the areas that you occupy, like at school, on the playground. You will exert yourself because this is what you're being taught at home, you know, to bully people, to have your way. And so some of it stems from, you know, the home environment, and it's a lot of various reason, you know, what Ms. Mitchell had just mentioned as well on why, you know, so many different reasons why a person bully. But a lot of it has to do internally, how they feel about themselves. So sometimes to feel better, they got to make someone feel like they're beneath them.
I get that. Okay. So, Ms. Mitchell, this question is for you. What are some ways that suicide can decrease in teenagers?
Again, you know, seeking help early, talking to somebody about your feelings, about your thoughts. Mr. Kirkland brought up something really important as well about meditation. I would add prayer. Well, it's the same thing, but meditation and prayer together, you know, and again, that, you know, if they don't know how to do that, again, reaching out to like someone like a pastor or like a spiritual leader, someone like a family member, a friend, a parent, a grandparent. The whole thing is for me, and I know Mr. Kirkland would agree, is trusting adults, certain adults, you know, with information. Sometimes it's just a conversation that needs to be had. How you know, expressing how you're feeling. Letting that adult, you know, hear you out and then give you some solutions. You know, it may seem like your quote unquote life is over, you know, as a teenager. I remember feeling like, you know, everything was just so, you know, everything was, I needed a solution now. And I couldn't really deal with rejection. Everything was just so important to me when really, it was just because my teenage brain, which by the way is not fully developed. When you're a teenager, your brain is still not fully developed. So, and I'm not, you can look that up. That's scientific. But you know, you're still growing. You're still coming into your own, and you're beginning to transition to becoming an adult. So it's a weird phase. However, you gotta know that ending your life or having those thoughts of ending your life, that's not the way to go. And those of us who are spiritual, that's not what God would want you to, what God would want you to be. Whether you believe in a higher power or not, know you were made and created for greatness. Why would you want to end that? There are so many things like talents and gifts in us, and in teenagers, you can't like quit. You can't. And so if you feel like you're getting to the point where you can't deal with life and deal with a lot of things that you're going through at home or whatever, I know it can be tough, but you have got to reach out. It's almost like you gotta do this because your life depends on it. You know, you gotta look at your life as something important, not something that could just easily be snuffed out. You know, I know it's tough. The life in general is tough. The world is crazy. However, you don't have to go along with that. However, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you're closer to the end. You know, you're closer to it. You're really, really close to what, to all the wonderful things that were created for you. But you know, if you give up, midway, you know, who we will never know how wonderful, how awesome, you know, the world is waiting to hear and see you. And it's some awesome things that you're supposed to be doing. You can't give up. So.
Okay. Also, something that I have realized on kids and teenagers seem to commit suicide, that it doesn't just hurt you. It hurts your family.
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not the only person who can affect your choice. You're hurting more people than just yourself when deciding to commit suicide. I wouldn't call it selfish. I wouldn't call it ignorant, but you're not thinking about just yourself doing that point there.
Yeah.
It's other people. It's other people and it's other things that's better out for the in the world for you. So, Kirkland, I ask you some questions. What are the ways of how suicide can increase in teachers? I'm saying teenagers. Oh, gosh.
Say that again now.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, for teenagers. In the cemetery, there are a lot of untapped potential in the ground.
Wow.
And I want you to understand this, that the world will never hear the song that they should have heard because that potential is at the cemetery. The cure to certain disease will never be discovered because that potential is in the cemetery. The world will never know the invention or witty idea that should be celebrated in the world, but instead is laying in the cemetery because someone ended their life too soon before they tapped into their potential. And I want you to understand that you are loved, regardless if anyone hasn't told you that. You are loved. Your creator loves you. And when I'm talking about your creator, I'm not talking about your mom or your dad or however you got here. But I'm talking about a higher being. And I want you to understand that you are special. And do not let anyone take that away from you, because you were gifted to do your portion in this world to shine that light for the rest of us.
Ooh, that was deep, man.
Awesome. That's good.
All right. I understand where you're coming from. Okay. Next question. Why do you think people commit suicide?
Again, it could be a number of different things. You know, it could be a number of things. You know, not feeling, you know, not understanding your worth, not feeling worthy. It also could be some abuse going on. Some teenagers may feel that's the only way out. Something traumatic might have happened, and you know, it might drive them to that. So it's a number of things. But like we said, and you know, the solution is to not languish in that, but to get out those thoughts and feelings, get out that share whatever abuse or whatever situation they're going through with an adult.
Okay, Mr. Kirk.
The reason why I believe that some folks commit suicide is that they give up. Here's the thing. It's okay to fail. It's okay. But giving up is not an option. Have that mindset that no matter what I go through, I'm never going to give up, because giving up is not an option. Because one day I will overcome whatever situation, circumstance, or condition that I'm facing.
Right. Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Curry, man. You really have some deep quotes today. You really do. But sadly, everyone, that's it for this episode of Mamas of a Teenager. Oh, gosh. Wow. I would again like to thank the cast, the Problems of a Teenager, for everything they did this season. Without them, it would be no podcast. So for more episodes of Problems of a Teenager, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Problems with a Teenager Podcast with no spaces. And also in and also into our other podcast outlets like Spotify, Anchor, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Breaker, and more. Can we have a 5-second, you know, just a minute of silence for teenagers who, you know, go through these things this year or last year and years before that? Let's just take a quick 5 seconds. All right, 5 seconds are over. Thanks so much again for, you know, things that's going on this year. Like, I just can't imagine this podcast going from day one to be like this, to be listening to six different countries across the world. I can't believe that. I really can't. When I seen those stats, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. I'm really helping people. Other people is helping people. It's just so amazing. Thank you for listening to the last episode of Problems of a Teenager. Well, for this season, at least. And don't forget to remember this quote.
This is the time where I have to rise above the hate and shame from others to prove to myself what I'm worthy of.
What I'm worthy of. Not anyone else. What I'm worthy of. Myself. What I can do. What I can achieve. What I can be. This is the time where I do that. Not you. Not anyone else. Me. Myself. And I. Problems of a Teenager Podcast signing out. Thank you guys for... Thank you for everything, y'all. Like, let's just give each other...
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good.
Have a nice day, everyone.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. You too.
Hey everyone, and thank you for listening to the last episode of Problems of a Teenager, Episode 8, featuring Leroy Kirkland and Portia Mitchell. I'm so happy that we have been listened to in 6 different countries. I hope this podcast helped you people around the world, helped your teens, helped your parents, and help you understand that this is the things that us teens go through every single day, every single year, and every single month. No matter where you are, this is what we go through. For more information, please contact us at problemsofateenagerpodcast@gmail.com with no spaces. Also, go follow us on social medias at problemsofateenagerpodcast with no spaces on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and more. Don't forget to follow our Patreon, which will be in our link to your account in our website. Thank you guys so much for listening. And POTAP, signing out.